The word today is Christ. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The most beautiful name in the whole world is Christ Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. He is true God. Here from our archives, with a reminder to focus on Jesus, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Christ.
The first thing I want to do today is kind of backtrack for just a second. I want to do it in a way that, in case you didn't hear last week's program, that you'll still be able to understand what I'm talking about. What I want to do is, I was trying to explain last week the 16th chapter of Luke, which is the parable of the unjust steward. And it is a difficult parable to understand. We tried to discuss it in a way that would bring some light to it. It was all about laying up treasures in heaven. And I hope you got an important message from that. God, in using this parable, Christ is not saying that the unjust steward was commended because he was unjust or dishonest. That, of course, would be a totally wrong interpretation. What he is doing is saying, I want you to understand the man had wisdom. He had wisdom. He knew he was going to get kicked out and be fired, and so he had a plan. And in his plan, he went to everyone that owed his boss money and cut their debt in half. And he knew the result would be that after he was out of a job, those people that he had helped would come to him and say, hey, what can we do for you? Can we give you a little money to help you make it through your bad time right here? And he said the man had a plan. Now, one of the things I think Christ expects of his people is that we do some planning. Now, how in the world are you going to... Now, I realize some things are spontaneous, obviously, and sometimes they're the best, aren't they? The fact that you bump into somebody while you're traveling, maybe on the train or the bus or the airplane, and you realize here's an opportunity to witness. Well, you hadn't planned it, but there it is right in front of you, and so you begin to witness. That's excellent. But I think you need to do some planning. For instance, when you're witnessing to your grown children or you're witnessing to a neighbor, you need to look for the opportunity. You need to be prepared what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. Maybe you make a witness while you're taking up a pie. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they're in the hospital. And you need to do a little planning, a little how would you present the gospel to them. The most effective way to tell someone about Jesus Christ is to explain to that person what Jesus Christ means to you. Maybe talk about your conversion. Maybe talk about your Christian life. Maybe discuss what you're learning in Bible study at church. And in some way, make it personal so that they can see you really mean what you're saying and you're involved in what you're saying, that your love for them is very explicit and you want them to have the same type of relationship with Jesus, to know him personally as a Savior. You can discuss all kind of things, and usually it takes a little planning to get ready to do that. Well, this unjust steward in Luke 16 made a plan, and not only did he make a plan, he was realistic. Have you ever bumped into Christians? Once in a while, you bump into a Christian that's not too realistic. You know, they're kind of living 2 feet off the ground. You know, maybe I can remember one teenager coming into my office once and saying, Pastor, I'm almost ready to leave high school, and I have a plan. I'm going to be a multimillionaire by the time I'm 21. Well, the person was very unrealistic. They were talking about, I don't know, they were going to sell Avon or they were going to do something. And in that process, they felt they could just multiply, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and so on. Well, they found out, of course, they're older now, and they found out, hey, you know, that's not how you become, normally speaking. I don't know, maybe some people have gotten there that way. But you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic. And I think when people are talking to Christians, they want us to be honest and direct and realistic, kind of down to earth, kind of basic, I guess. And I think that's what Christ is commending in this guy, plus the fact that he acted on his plan. Boy, oh boy, is that important. I've heard Christians say, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And once in a while they'll say, well, if I'm ever rich, I will tithe. No, you won't. No, you won't. If you don't tithe when you have a small amount, and this is very biblically taught, if you're not faithful in little things, you certainly won't be faithful in big things. And God isn't even going to give you the chance to be, because he only blesses those who have been proven to be faithful, and now he can afford to bless you a little more because you know what to do with it. So I believe instead of daydreaming and saying we're going to do this and this and this if this happens, I would say do it now. Do it now. Start now. Act on it. I think that was one of the things that Christ was commending. This guy put his plan into action. Well, I had talk to you about that first chapter of Colossians. You know, the first chapter of these letters of St. Paul are positively fantastic. Take a look at 1 Corinthians. In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, as a matter of fact, in the first nine verses, do you know that Christ is mentioned 10 times in the first nine verses? That's, well, you might as well include that 10th verse. 10 times in 10 verses. And he talks about the church of God. He talks about being consecrated in Christ. We have been called. I like that. That Greek word. You know, I don't want to show off here for you, but, well, maybe I do. but the Greek word is hagios. Hagios. And hagios means to be called, to be set aside. You know, when you are separated from the crowd, so to speak. It would be like you had a very special dish in your cupboard that you used to serve pretzels on or potato chips or something like that to your friends when they came over. You wouldn't use one of your little plastic dishes that you use every day, and you would use something special. That's what hagios is, something that is set aside for a special occasion. That's what we talk about when we discuss the Lord's Supper, and we talk about the utensils that are used to serve the Lord's Supper. That is dedicated to Christ. That is set aside for that special meal. Well, now this is the word that St. Paul uses here, hagios, to say we have been set aside. We are the saints of God. We've been set apart, set aside in a special way to serve God, separated from the world. Now, you know, it's kind of like when St. Paul talked about this in another language. He said, we are in the world, but not of the world. That's the point he's making here. He's saying Christ has prepared you to be his child, and you are in the world. You're surrounded by worldly people that are in the world. Many of them don't know Christ, but you do. And Christ has set you aside to be his special ambassador. You are on this earth in order to bring the news of salvation to others. It is his gift to you. It is the gift of salvation. And every gift is given you. Now, it could be that some of you are very handy with crafts. It could be the use of your hands. It could be music. It could be art. It could be anything that God has given you as a talent God wants you to use in order to bring glory to his name. That's what it means. And Christ is emphasized over and over and over again. You would almost think that if St. Paul was doing this broadcast, for the minutes of this broadcast, maybe he would sit here at this microphone and just say, Jesus Christ is your Lord. Jesus Christ is your Savior. Jesus Christ is your Redeemer. Jesus Christ loves you. He might spend that entire broadcast to just keep saying the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, until your mind just rang with that name. You know, they say that the best commercials are those that mention the name of the product at least seven times. Now, that's based on the psychology that the average person, you can probably tell this when you yell at your kids. You can say something two, three times in a row, they act as though they haven't even heard you. Maybe they don't even hear you the seventh time, you know. But the point is, you have to repeat something. You have to say it over and over and over again for it to make an imprint on your mind in order to really, really get through to you. Well, that's what St. Paul is doing here. He's saying, I want you to think about Christ. I want you to pray to Christ. I want you to give thanks to Christ for everything he has done in your life. I just can't say enough, folks. If you are hearing Jesus Christ come through this message, then you know the Holy Spirit is working on you. God has brought so many thousands to faith as a result of the broadcast on the Word today. And he's doing the same thing in all the other Christian ministries around the world. We are heard in China, we're heard in India, we're heard in Russia, we're heard in Australia, we're heard in Africa, all over the world. And your gifts when you send them in are helping to do this. We're expanding, and by the grace of God, we've added three foreign languages in the language of the own people. God is blessing, and the result of that is that many people are responding and are being saved. We know of one tribe, for instance, in India. They're called the Koya, K-O-Y-A. They live by the ocean on the eastern end of India and on the eastern side of India. And we know of 850 people that have accepted Jesus Christ because of our broadcast. We're the only people with a Christian message to that language right now. Hopefully there'll be other Christians joining us soon. But right now, we are the only ones that are bringing them the message. And five little churches have been started there already last year. We just praise God for that. Please join us in taking this message of salvation all over the world. And let the name of Jesus ring in your ears over and over and over again. Pray to him, worship him, serve him, live for him, witness about him to everyone who will listen to you. I have a couple seconds here. I'm just going to repeat again. Let Jesus Christ be your constant focus all the time.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.